author Chuck Palahniuk said, "Hysteria is only possible with an audience." These days, thanks to the internet, the world is an audience where fear and panic can spread just as quickly as a funny cat video. Thank you for joining us for Weird Appalachia. I'm Erin, and Brooke is a computer-generated voice today. Okay. Today, we're going to talk about some weird shit.
Yes, bad internet.
By bad internet, we mean like the weird stories that get turned into pandemonium by the share button. This episode today is going to have some sensitive topics. They're important topics, but they're sensitive. They might get a little dark. So just a little preface before we get too far into the episode. You've been warned.
Yes. The insanity of the internet. I mean, there could be one little thing or one little picture or something, especially when you have websites like 4chan or especially YouTube or anything now. It doesn't matter what it is, and it just gets totally turned around into something insane.
Yeah, it takes, like, the idea of creepypasta to, like, a whole nother level.
Yeah, it really does.
Because back in the day, before we even knew what creepypastas really were, that's what was scary about them. They were just these weird little stories that were getting copy and pasted everywhere, and no one knew if they were true or not.
Yeah.
But we've all been disillusioned about that now. We know what they are.
Exactly. But now when you have things like we see all over the place, like on YouTube and these videos and stuff, you don't know whether to take it as truth or fiction, you know?
Yeah.
Especially parents of, like, young kids that watch YouTube is such a big thing right now.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of news stories right now talking about, you know, don't just turn your kids loose on YouTube, and there's plenty of good reason for that. It's super easy for someone like me to sit back and laugh at all these, like, internet hoaxes and creepy stuff, because I love that. I love scary-ass shit. But I'm not a parent.
Exactly.
I can understand, you know, a lot of that about being scared of the internet when you have children.
I have 3 kids, and they're 6, 5, and 3. And all 3 of them love YouTube. That's all they do. They play, but they love YouTube. They want to watch YouTube all the time. You know, they have the app for their iPads and stuff, the YouTube Kids, but, like, on the TV, they just watch YouTube, and then I will look up the videos or whatever. But sometimes, like, on there, even on YouTube for Kids, there'll be these random weird things that get in, and you're just, it's so strange, and you're just like, what is this? You need to turn it off. Like, there'll be a lot of, like, gaming videos for things like Roblox or something that, like, my son Max, he's 5, likes to watch. Then there'll be all these curse words and stuff on there. I'll be like, you need to turn it. But, I mean, it's just, like, insane, like, what is on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, like, what little kids have access to now.
And it's really hard to separate out the difference, for a child at least. They're just looking for the thing that they like. It's hard for a parent to just know without absolutely going and watching them with them what is directed towards children and what is directed towards adults as parody.
Yes, exactly. I do think that a lot of times, too, like, cruel people can try to direct wrong things towards children on there.
Yeah.
Just intentionally. And I think it's a bad internet. It's a bad thing.
Absolutely.
That's going on in our society today.
And, I mean, it's documented. This whole thing in 2014, it started in 2014, the whole Elsagate thing. I don't know I'm sure a lot of people are already aware of it, but it was a really bizarre thing that started happening. People started to finally pay attention to what their kid was actually watching and realized that it wasn't appropriate for a kid.
Yeah.
And they just get worse and worse.
Yeah. The Elsagate stuff it's crazy that, you know, they take these characters like Elsa from Frozen and you know, all these different, like, Disney or cartoon characters that kids obviously will click on. They will click on that stuff. Like, my kids have been on YouTube, and I watch what they watch, you know, and I've seen 1,000 times them see, like, a cartoon. I want to watch that or, like, whatever. But they obviously can't, because I can be there and be like, oh, you can't watch that. Like, that's weird. Or we'll start it, and then it'll be something adult But why use those characters? Like, I don't understand. Like, those are for kids. There's no reason to interject really bizarre, negative, even sexual stuff into that. Creepy. Like, I saw one that it was, like, Elsa. And she was, like, had, like a toy train set or something. And she was, like, putting it in her mouth like she was giving a BJ.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm just like, really? Come on.
It went way farther than that, too. It was like, as young as like children watching color nursery rhymes, like things that taught colors, like the Daddy Finger song.
You know that one? My God, yes.
Young. And they started calling them bad actors. And it's terrifying to me in a way because it's like, these people knew what they were doing. They were entire channels to just completely devoted to making this kind of material that was marketed directly to children. And it got past YouTube's like really intense algorithm because they used tags that were directed to children only.
Yeah, so they will go straight to the YouTube kids channel.
And that's scary because...
That is scary.
I mean, of course you should monitor what your children watch, of course. But, you know, sometimes something will get passed. You know?
Yes, it does.
There's a theory, and it's a really scary theory to me. This really freaks me out. Because I'm not a mother, but I have nieces and nephews and lots of children in my life that I'm very close to. There's a theory that these videos are meant to normalize scary situations to children so that they feel okay when they're happening and they won't tell.
That is ridiculous. If a pedophile
is, you know, I mean, that's dark. And that's speculation. It is speculation. It is just an internet theory. But
that
it's scary.
That's just absurd to me. That is scary. It's scary and it's absurd, but it does not surprise me. I mean, it's sad to say that, but in today's world, there's really not much that does surprise me. It honestly, like, with the development of the internet and of all these apps and how much access in, like, everyday life, like, it is for us with the internet and with YouTube and, you know, anything we want, we have access to.
Yeah.
It's just, like, everyone's connected on there from all around the world. So if you want to show up in people's homes, you can do that, you know. And that's scary. Yeah. And, you know, that theory that you were talking about too, that's just bizarre. It's bizarre because no child should ever be introduced to something that takes their innocence away, like purposely. It's just not right.
It's really troubling too, because when you start really paying attention to the content of some of these videos, they're really gross. Not just in like a sexual manner or a scary, like freaky way. There were videos about needles, like weird medical stuff. It's just nasty stuff. And then some were just like making it seem like giving someone medicine is normal.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that makes that theory kind of plausible to me. Like, you're normalizing giving a child drugs or something, and that's scary.
Right. That is scary. It makes sense because my kids watch all kinds of channels, and I know them by name because they watch them all the time. But I know that they're safe. But there's, like, a couple where they'll pretend like they're out, like, searching for a monster in the woods or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be these older kids that are, like, 19 and 20, you know. But they don't. It's very clean. They're, like, aiming it towards kids, you know.
Yeah.
And they'll do things like, they'll say, oh, my gosh, look at our tree that we planted in our backyard. It's a cookie tree. And they'll pretend, like, home-baked cookies grow out of the tree. You know, the kids believe that, and they'll say, you know, my kids will be like, we need to get one of those trees and plant in our yard, Mom. Like, they believe that, you know. They don't understand that that's not real because they see it on YouTube, and they trust these people that they're watching.
Speaking of babies, oh, you were having a good time in the background.
Yeah, and they're in the other room.
It's just one of those things, you just gotta roll with it sometimes.
Yes.
I don't know. There's another theory, and I think this one's way, way more plausible about the whole ElsaGate thing, is that, I mean, it doesn't explain some of the content choices, but the majority of them came back to these, like, couple channels, and they had these weird names, and they just constantly were putting out videos, and they were constantly having bots comment, and they were, like, fake views and fake comments. And they were getting so many views, and that's how monetization on YouTube works.
Yes. That's why on every, if you have a kid that watches YouTube or you watch YouTube videos, like, if you're watching an actual channel of someone and not, like, you know, a big person, like, The Late Show or something like that, they're always like, make sure you subscribe, hit the like button, comment below if you think this or that. Like, it's, they're always doing that because the more comments, likes, shares, and subscribes, the more viewers you get, and that's how you make money because they will advertise on your channel.
Yeah, I think that's the core of what ElsaGate really was. I mean, it doesn't explain why the content got so weird.
Well, it somewhat does, because on one hand, you know, people will put out this crazy weird content just to get a rise out of people. And when they do, everybody's going to go watch that those videos, like watching a train wreck, you know? Yeah. So the more people that go watch those videos, the more money they're going to make.
True.
So,
yeah, I think that's the core of it. It's just money hungry people feeding off of your kids.
But, you know, that's not always the case. I mean, obviously, everybody on YouTube is trying to make money. That's what they're doing. But speaking of YouTube, they're watching YouTube right now. Marina Joyce. Is that her name, Marina Joyce?
Marina.
I had not even heard of her until you introduced me to her. And I guess when I watched like a YouTube video on what her deal was, you know, she got this, I don't know what year it was, but it was a while back, and she got this, like, huge following on YouTube for a second.
I found it really interesting because, like, you know, she's just a girl. She dressed really, like, kawaii and cutesy and was, like, date night outfits and how to do your makeup and everything's really cute. And then all of a sudden, her behavior got really weird.
Yeah, I think there was, like, one video in particular, like, her last video that she posted on there before she posted more recent videos. People were like, something is wrong. But she had this huge following. I guess people were, like, worried. And they, you know, started doing all the, getting all these conspiracy theories going. What the video was she was on there. And there was, like, somebody, she was, like, modeling these weird little outfits, you know, for date night or whatever. And she's like, you can wear this. And her eyes were, like, huge. Mm-hmm. And she just looked kind of weird.
People felt like she was being directed. By sitting on that side of the frame.
Yeah. And she was kind of like looking off. It looked to me like she was on some kind of drugs. But I'm not going to say that because I don't know that. Yeah. A lot of people, you know, speculated that she was being kidnapped. And like people were like genuinely worried about her. Because she didn't post like another video for a long time. She came out like later on, like last year in 2018 and released a video like. A couple of videos actually like talking about she didn't really say what was going on or whatever, but I think she kind of addressed it and was like, I was not kidnapped, I'm not a bad person, but I was going through some personal things or whatever that I don't really have to tell you about, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't owe anyone that. She doesn't have to tell people what exactly was going on with her.
No, but on the other hand, when you are in the public spotlight like that and you put your life on there, like, people do worry and they're interested in your life, you know?
Yeah.
Just, like, I follow some, like, bloggers and stuff that, I mean, if something were to go wrong, I would keep up with it because I would be worried, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we do start to feel like they're part of our lives, but, like, as a fan, if it's something that I know that they're not comfortable sharing, but they are sharing that they went through something and that they're okay now... I'm usually pretty good with that.
Oh, definitely. Because even though that you are concerned, you still can't expect complete openness. I mean, that's not your business. You don't know those people.
To share everything like that.
No,
some stuff you need to have just to yourself. But to me, what was the most interesting about the whole thing with Marina Joyce was there was nothing said that, or no like outward actions pulling people towards this. Her viewers did this.
Yes,
they saw something that alarmed them, and it just turned into pandemonium. And the whole hashtag, Save Marina Joyce, because they thought something really, really bad was happening. It just goes to show you that it doesn't take much. It does not take much at all to set a wildfire on the internet.
No, it doesn't take much. And we have seen that in all kinds of different things. But yeah, they had videos... save her and people making different videos about what happened to her and all this stuff, and frankly, she was just a human going through human things, likely.
Yeah.
And being overwhelmed kind of dropped off a little bit.
There's always people who want to take something and make it a big scary thing because they just want to believe in the big scary thing. And sometimes it's nothing.
See, I'm the opposite. I'd rather just like believe in the happy thing.
There's enough negativity in the world. We don't need to go create more.
Exactly. I agree.
We all know that people love to take things and run with them on the internet. I came across something that I found incredibly interesting, and I want to get your reaction on it.
Okay.
It came from the wonderful world of 4chan.
Oh, Lord. The creator of Creepy.
Okay, so I want to read the original post to you first. I want to see if you catch it. What's happening here before I read the follow-up. Okay. Make really cool crystals and post results. Okay, so this is easy. You should have all the chemicals needed around the house. You'll need around 5 over 9,000 pennies or copper coin from your country and a straw. Put these aside. Get a clear jar. Scoop 2 tablespoons of salt into it. 1 tablespoon of baking soda. Now, the first important ingredient should be in the bathroom cleaning supplies. Ammonia, any brand. Pour it in until the jar is 2/3 of the way full or as tall as you want the crystals to grow. The last ingredient is laundry bleach. Careful not to spill it on your clothes. Fill the rest of the jar. Now drop the pennies into the bottom and quickly take the straw and blow bubbles onto the pennies to get the crystals going.
Oh my God. You can't mix ammonia and bleach.
You should begin to see stringy crystals form about 30 seconds after blowing. That's it. The attached pick took around 10 minutes of steady blowing. The pink and purple come from the production of copper calcifate, I think so you say that, using the CO2 in your own breath. Blowing until you're dizzy actually increases the CO2 in your breath, giving better colors. Good luck.
Oh my God, they're basically trying to poison.
It is messed up. And I mean, they posted a picture of a crystal.
You realize that there are kids that do not know that, and they will go and do that.
I mean, and so evidently someone did. If the responder was being truthful, they said, well, thanks a lot, B, with B being the random board on 4chan where crazy shit goes down. Which, let's just say, children shouldn't be on the B board.
No, children shouldn't be on 4chan at all, in my opinion.
Ever. Just block that from your children.
Yes.
They said, I come every day on this site for like 2 months, and I always participate in stuff, and I do the stuff the site says, but this time almost killed me. I'm writing this shit from the hospital because I almost died. Some shitface posted something to make crystals from some regular stuff everyone has. If I remember it correctly, it was soda, salt, some pennies, ammonia, and a bit of laundry bleach. I had to mix it and blow through a straw until I became dizzy because then there would be more CO2 in there. That's basically just a lot of repetitive stuff. But the doctor said they found mustard gas or something in my body and I was passed out for days.
Oh my God. You think that's true?
I don't know. Is that I have to stay here for 1 week more and my parents cut off the internet.
That's just bizarre.
I mean, a lot of us already know you can't mix ammonia and bleach. I
mean, no, you cannot. It creates a putrid chemical smell.
It's awful.
You cannot. And it's dangerous to inhale. It will cause you to pass out.
Oh yeah, it's so bad. I'll tell you a funny story on myself. It's a bad one. It's embarrassing.
Oh, I'm gonna share it
anyway. I'm an oversharer. someone had poured bleach into the toilet bowl to clean it, and they were letting it sit for like a few minutes, but I didn't know. So
yeah.
I went and peed.
Oh my God.
I pee. I'm looking at my phone for a couple of seconds, and my eyes just start pouring water.
Oh my God.
And then I realized there was pee. I could hear it sizzling.
Yeah, because you have ammonia in your pee.
And I was like, oh my God, I gotta get out of here before I die.
Oh my God, that is insane. That's crazy, like you just don't think of that stuff.
Yeah, And I mean, a young enough person who, you know, parents haven't disclosed that information with them yet. You know, you can't mix these. I know it because when I was cleaning as a teenager, my mother was like, you could never mix these things ever. Don't ever do that. So I knew better. Had she not had that conversation with me, if I came across something like this, my big dumb ass would have probably tried it.
Especially kids that like to make things like slime and stuff like that. Like, that would be, like, it's sad that there's probably so many things on the internet, like, teaching them to make this stuff that's, like, toxic, you know, that can really hurt them. It is scary.
It's like, the beauty of things like YouTube, in a way, is anyone can do anything. You can start a channel talking about anything you want and get your voice out there. It becomes dangerous for the same reasons.
Exactly.
There are 1,500 million tutorials of how to do anything on YouTube. Some of them are right. Some are very wrong. And then there's a lot of trolls out there.
Yes, there are.
I was like, have you ever watched a how-to basic video?
I don't think so.
They always start off like a tutorial. And they would get, like, taken from his channel and, like, shared. And out of context, they get me every time. Every damn time. Because it'll be like, how to draw a realistic-looking eye. And it's a pencil drawing, and it looks really intense and good. And they start mixing in some paint. And then they just start throwing, like, eggs and flour and nasty shit all over the campus.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I get trolled every time. But that's what their whole channel is. I mean, taken out of context, anything like that is easy to fall for.
Yeah, it is. I mean, especially for young kids. Like, they believe everything. And what I was saying earlier is, they watch these videos and these channels. Like, they remember the names of these people and these channels. And, like, they talk about them in their life because it is part of their life now. Like, they watch these every day. And they put trust in what they say and what they do.
Yeah, that's so dangerous.
You know, it is. It's very dangerous.
Maybe any rando on there. And if you're not closely monitoring what your child is watching, who knows what they're going to see. And on that note, let's talk about Momo.
Yeah, that's been the latest trend.
I've seen so many people on Facebook just tripping balls over Momo.
Yeah, it's the craziest thing. Like, it's actually like the image you see of the weird, scary chick.
The big eyes.
It's a sculpture.
Smile.
Yeah, it's a sculpture, actually. And it's just like the head and she's standing on her arms or something.
Yeah.
And it's just a sculpture. That's all it is. But they use that image to scare people because it is frightening.
Yeah. It's actually called Mother Bird, I think is the actual title of the piece, because the feet are bird-like.
Yes.
And evidently, when it first started happening, it was mostly with just the Spanish-speaking part of the internet.
Yes.
Rainbot is a YouTuber who investigates freaky stuff like this, and she did a really good coverage of the Momo Challenge. It kind of started with, like, a WhatsApp number, and people would contact it, and it was supposed to send you disturbing text messages and pictures, and this character named Momo was supposed to be who's contacting you. And it was just, like, almost like a horror game, I guess. I don't know if people thought of it as a game, but that's what it seems like to me in the beginning.
Yeah, what it was, people, they had this image on there, and then they had a phone number on the WhatsApp thing and, like, call this. When they would text or call the phone number, they would, like, tell them, like, very disturbing things and tell them, like, dare them to kill themselves and all this stuff. And there was some videos that got into YouTube Kids on YouTube that, you know, had that, like, in the middle of the video.
Mm-hmm. There's the part where I think it started to get really confusing for people. I've never seen them. I don't know if the videos exist or if it was one of those things where someone said it happened and everyone believed it happened because they got scared. But a lot of people were trying to say that while a video was playing, a child's safe video was playing, that someone was hacking into the videos and putting this Momo stuff in there. And that's not possible. You can't hack into a streaming video. Someone, if those videos exist, someone had to create it and cut that in there. And then upload it with the purpose being to troll people and scare them.
Exactly. And I watched a video on this, and they were, like, talking about how you can't get in there and hack a video that's already been uploaded.
Mm-hmm.
These people created those, like you said, and they did put them on there. Because they did exist, but I don't think there were that many of them.
They probably are now.
Yeah, I guarantee it. But they did. They created those videos, which is sad. Sad that they did that.
Yeah. I watched some coverage that Philip DeFranco did of it, and he was like, you know, this wasn't a thing, but now that everyone's talking about it being a thing, it's really, really going to be a thing now. Because once people see the fear and how freaked out that everyone is, they're going to continue making them. They're going to start making lots and lots of videos and throwing them out there because they like the chaos.
Yeah, and people will do anything to get those views and likes and comments on their stuff on YouTube. They will. Oh, yeah,
they'll troll all the way. And some people do it. I don't think they do it for monetary gain. I think they just like the pure fuckery of it.
Yeah, they really do.
just, like the Joker, they just want to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's fan. It's just a bizarre thing. Like, the whole internet thing, just, I don't get it because I guess when we were little, we didn't have that. So, I wasn't as apt to believe things like that. But who knows, because if we would have had the internet, I very well could have. And probably would have.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was a gullible child. I would have fell for it 100%.
Yeah, see, I'm not gullible at all. But
that was so bad. I believed anything anyone told me.
Yeah. But, I mean, most kids, like, even if you're not gullible, you still have a sense of, you know, being that way as a child. Because that's just innocence.
Something influential, like a show. Like, for us, watching cable TV, if something like that would have come through on a show that we like, you know, it would have been a different experience. That's kind of what it is for kids today with YouTube videos.
It's a whole different experience. Kids, like my kids growing up now, it's just so weird. Like, they would rather watch the YouTube videos than cartoons on TV. And it's just, you know, it's crazy. It's the videos on there, too. It's just like, the most random stuff. People making things, making food, making cakes.
Opening toys. Instead of playing with their own toys.
Yeah, I saw a meme somewhere that was like, it said something or another about how kids would rather watch people open toys than actually play with the toy.
I know, it's so crazy.
It's true.
I saw so many people on my Facebook feed, though, that were like, well, I'm deleting YouTube completely. And I get that. I understand why, you know, I'm not a mother, but if I was, I'd be, like, freaked out, too. I would definitely take some kind of measure to protect my children, but I did see a lot of people just ignorantly going nuts over this Momo thing without taking the time to just look it up, see what it is.
Yeah, there's also, on the other end, there's these parents that go insane over everything, and as much as I will always try to protect my kids, on the other end of that spectrum, you have to be, you know, open to the fact that not everything you hear or see is actually 100% truthful. You need to protect them, but you also need to realize that. You have to be cautious and protect your kids from this stuff. It's not necessary to, like, take everything away from your kids just because that they're being exposed to something, possibly. Like, just be more aware of what they are watching.
Right.
Like, I always, like, pay attention to what my kids are viewing on YouTube. And if there's anything weird at all in it, I'm like, turn this.
Yeah. I think that's what you should do. And I also, I've seen a lot of people, you know, just go straight into panic mode over it. But it just seems like if you explain something to a child, it would alleviate that fear. Because I've heard stories of people saying, I didn't know what Momo was, but when I asked my child, they knew what it was and they looked very scared. Or maybe they saw something and it said, you know, something really scary. Like, I think it seems like in one instance they said that Momo came up in a video and told them to kill their mommy and it scared them. Obviously it would.
Well, yeah.
But I think as a parent, I mean, I'm not a parent, so I'm probably not, you know, the go-to for parental advice here. But it just seems to me that if I had a child and they saw something that scary and it really scared them that much, that I would just try to explain to them, listen, that's not real. I'd show them the art statue and be like, you know, somebody made this. It's not real. That's just people out there being mean, trying to scare kids.
Yeah, and, you know, it's surprising to me. Like, I'm always trying to explain things to my kids, like, they are little and they don't understand everything at all. So I find it surprising how people try to protect their kids from things, but in my point of view, they're going to be exposed to things in their life. I would rather prepare them for those exposures in the right way than to scare them to death by protecting them so much they don't see anything. And then when they do encounter something, you know, scary or whatever, that it just freaks them dead out and they don't know how to react or what to do.
Yeah, they won't know how to handle it.
No. And so I always try to explain to them, like, they watched one night, like, someone doing makeup, like, it, you know, like Pennywise and stuff.
Yeah.
And that we were going to bed and they were scared. And I said, you know, you guys, that's just makeup. People just do that. They do that like a job, like mommy does her job, or, you know, John Tucker does his job, or your nan goes to her job. Well, these people go to their job, but they do makeup. And they just put fake makeup on to make themselves look scary. And they make money for their kids and their family that way, so they can eat and do stuff. And that's just, you know, that's how they make money. It's just their job.
It just seems like it would help your children so much to see that side of it.
Yeah, because when they see that side of it, they realize, okay, so it's just not real. You know, they see the logical side of it. So it's not in their minds just terrorizing them.
I watched a video today, actually. I love Glam and Gore on YouTube. She does FX, like special effects makeup. And the video that she was doing was like tryptophobia. Do you know what tryptophobia is?
No. What is that?
It's where people are freaked out by small clusters of holes.
Oh, yeah.
And she was doing a makeup look based on that and saying, you know, hey, if you can stick with me long enough to watch this, that's great, because I'm freaked out by this stuff too. But she was addressing how in the comments, you know, she does a lot of horror-based special effects makeup. And she was saying in the comments that sometimes people will say, you know, I'm really, really freaked out by whatever this thing is. Say clowns. Say I'm really freaked out by clowns. But watching you turn yourself into a clown while laughing and joking about it, it relieves that fear for them, because they see the other side of it and it takes that scary away.
Yeah, I can see that, because it's like when you have like a phobia or something, like when you're exposed to it, it's usually not as scary as what you've imagined it to be in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that happens a lot with children too. So, you know, it's always your job to just step in there and show them this big scary thing is not a big deal. Thanks for tuning in and getting weird with us. And remember, to be safe and smart when online. For our young listeners, and really just anyone who goes online ever, never give out personal information to strangers online. Parents, look into how to set up parental controls on your child's device, and let's all just try to not panic when we see some creepy shit online. Be sure to check out our brand new website, weirdappalachia.com, and join our Facebook group. We'd love to hear your input for future episodes. Remember, kids, do not talk about B, and keep Appalachia weird.